This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Bethel Search and Rescue recovered the body of another man who drowned last week in the Kuskokwim River. That's according to BSAR President Mike Riley. A bystander heard Bethel resident Dalton Moss yelling for help while struggling in the river Friday night. Moss was about 75 feet from the seawall by Mission Road. He went under before the bystander could call 911. BSAR recovered the body yesterday night after 3 days of searching. BSAR's Riley says there have been more drownings so far this year compared to the same time last year. He also says this is the first time he remembers Bethel Search and Rescue dealing with two drowning events in 1 week. 35-year-old Fritz Johnson from Napaskiak drowned last week in the same location when he fell off the seawall. While alcohol played a role in Johnson's death, BSAR says it's too soon to tell if it played a role in Dalton Moss's drowning Friday. Continuing in search and rescue, the state medical examiner has confirmed that the body recovered several weeks ago is in fact that of Paul Kaganik. His body was recovered on June 19th, a month after Kaganik fell into the river near Crowley Dock. In municipal news, the planning department is the latest in the city of Bethel to lose its leader. The former city planner was fired a month ago. That's according to the planner herself, Betsy Jumper. She says acting city manager Bill Howell called her into his office on June 13th and told her she could either resign or be fired. She chose to be fired. He told her there had been complaints about her, but Jumper thinks it was because of a dispute she'd had with Howell about a development and housing subdivision that she opposed and he supported. Acting City Manager Howell declined to comment on personnel matters. Jumper joins a growing list of former department heads that have left in recent months, some by their own decision, some not. It started with former City Manager Pete Williams, who was fired 3 months ago. And in the past few weeks, both the police chief and city attorney have resigned. The city will be interviewing candidates this week to fill the city planner's position. Next, recognizing service to the city, Nick Phillips just finished 30 years hauling water in Bethel. 30 years in a position that is often understaffed. KYUK's Greg Kim spent a morning with Nick to see what he does and what keeps him doing it. Nick detaches a big blue hose from the back of his truck and drags it around the house to the water tank in the back. He clicks in the hose.
Okay, here goes. I'm going to turn the pump on. We'll make some noise.
That's the sound of potable water pumping at 100 gallons a minute. And now, Nick waits, anywhere from 3 to 10 minutes, depending on the size of the tank.
What do you think about when you're doing this work? Because there's like a lot of time for you to just think, right?
I don't know. I've got to pay attention. I'll pay attention to what you're doing.
Nick listens to the water so he can hear when the tank is almost full. With any craft, the touch of a master is obvious when you see it. For Nick, it's just another day.
I don't know what else to tell you, but this is what I've been doing for the past 30 years.
When he first started, though, he wasn't filling tanks. He was emptying them. And back then, Bethel still used honey buckets. Nick says that wasn't as much fun.
It was really windy, and after I dumped the bucket, like one tiny little drop, you know, land right in my mouth one time. Man, I was grossed out. Never want to do it again.
Before Nick started driving honey bucket trucks in Bethel, he fought fires in Aniak. The job was seasonal, though, and he knew he could find steady work in Bethel.
Just coming down for a few days, and I end up staying.
And for 30 years, he's worked a job where most people don't last very long. It's hard work climbing in and out of a large truck to drag a heavy hose around all day. And controlling a 4,000-gallon tank on wheels is no piece of cake either. Nick said a truck rolled recently after swerving to avoid a cab.
You know, somebody's got to do it. Otherwise, it don't happen.
When his community calls, he steps up. 4 years ago, when the Kilbuck School burned down, they called Nick.
Yeah, we're on that like 14 or 16 hours hauling water over there.
But you're kind of still a firefighter.
I'm just a water truck driver. I'm just, you know, helping out.
Firefighting and hauling water are actually pretty similar. Lots of water and big trucks, and being someone the community needs. Nick says that's what keeps him going.
Doing something positive, keeping the people happy here. This, you know, it's pretty essential to have water and sewer.
Nick says he's got at least a few more years of driving water trucks in him. He loves being outside, but his body is slowing down. Whatever he does next, he says he wants to stay active and keep helping people. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Finally, the Kuskokwim 300 Race Committee welcomed two new board members this year, current Iditarod champion and four-time K300 race winner Pete Kaiser and longtime race volunteer Ashley Gashin. Kaiser and Glashine replaced outgoing board members Jeremy Osborne and Rachel DeHaan. Osborne left for a new job in Anchorage, and DeHaan plans to spend winters in Minnesota. The K300 Race Committee puts on three signature races during one weekend, the Kuskokwim 300, the Akiak Dash, and the Bogus Creek 150. Pete Kaiser has won all three of them. The committee also puts on five local races. The next K300 race is scheduled for January 17th. Meanwhile, Kaiser and fellow board member Richie Deal have also signed up for the 2020 Iditarod. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.